Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic, who deserves to win big this season? My two cents, good drivers. I mean, that's why there's Snapshot from Progressive. Let's go to Rick for some confusing metaphors.
Look, if you put a classically trained cellist in a garage band and you tell them to play Filet Mignon, I guarantee you, the meat on that burrito ain't gonna light the candle.
Thanks for clarifying, Rick.
If you're a good driver, there's no other way to say it. You deserve discounts with Snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Discover why Audible is the best way to stay informed, inspired, and entertained. Right now, save $50 on your first year of Audible at audible.com. You get to choose any 12 audiobooks so you can listen to bestsellers and hear leading experts on topics like finance, fitness, relationships, and more. Listening is the new reading, and right now, your first year is just $99.50. That's a $50 savings. But hurry, it ends January 31st. Visit audible.com today.
And now, in honor of National Kazoo Day, here's Billie Eilish's Bad Guy on Kazoo. Billie Eilish's Bad Guy and Kazoo, in honor of National Kazoo Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's five.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Opening statements are now complete in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump. Lead House impeachment manager Adam Schiff today renewing calls for the Senate to allow testimony by former National Security Advisor John Bolton.
It's clear, I think, today that they are still reeling from the revelation of John Bolton's book and what he has to say.
Reports indicate Bolton's book says the president withheld aid from Ukraine to pressure its leader to investigate Democrats, which the president denies. President Trump today announcing a proposed Middle East peace plan, which is supported by Israel, but facing immediate opposition from Palestinians.
Palestinian leadership inside the Gaza Strip, including Hamas and Islamic Jihad, responded to the announcement today in Washington, saying that this plan was ultimately an illusion put forth by President Trump and would never be accepted by Palestinians.
Fox's Trey Yingston in Jerusalem. America is listening to Fox News.
They're that interesting piece of screw.
Yeah, I've waited all year long for the Super Bowl. Drink lots of beer while I eat nachos. I've waited all year long for the Super Bowl. I'm getting drunk by the halftime show.
Having a Super Bowl party, and we're gonna eat chili filled with meat, with chips and guacamole, pounds of chicken wings, fries and onion rings. My friend brought some chili when he asked what could he bring. Now drinking beer and watching football, eating, watching football, drinking beer and watching football, spinach dip and coleslaw.
Yeah, I waited all year long for the Super Bowl, slamming sliders down.
Hard to believe that song was number one for 20 weeks. Billy Ray Cyrus and Mucinex.
Right.
With Old Town Road.
Mm-hmm.
The game is Sunday.
Yay.
I really don't care, but I kind of would like to see Kansas City win.
Okay, well, I'm, you know, rooting for the competition.
I have been to San Francisco many times. I have a nuclear physicist sister who lives in Livermore. You must know where that is.
Yeah.
And another sister who lives in Livermore with her. And I used to love to fly to San Francisco from Miami for weekends.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the greatest cities to visit ever. But what's going on there now is beyond my comprehension.
You're absolutely true about
that.
And
they're voting for it. Mm. And that's so sad.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking to Brant McDonald, and once again, Brant's prescient information on the market for fruit again today, and we'll talk to him about that. In the meantime, I want to thank Ryan Turner and the ever-so-awesome and lovely Lori and the gang at Infusion Cryo and Laser, because they've helped me stay on my feet went and got a vitamin C IV yesterday before I came in. I may not sound like I'm making progress, but you have to take my word. I'm much better today than I was 24 hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get that kind of instant benefit from IV vitamin therapy because it goes straight in. And they can do that to help you boost your energy, your immune system, to countermand, you know, the crud like this with the vitamin C. It works. Juvelite therapy. I've been doing dry needle therapy.
Hmm.
It's all good. And, of course, the original cryotherapy, a three-minute recharge to your system. My recommendation is visit them online at infusioncryoandlaser.com. Read about these state-of-the-art advantages for your life and find one that works for you and give it a try. Resolve 2020. You make resolutions. You establish goals. They can help you with everything from more energy to losing weight, even getting better organized with the iAssist treatment that they offer there.
What don't they do?
That's a good question.
Wow.
27 their number's 296-1662. 296-1662. Open Monday through Saturday. Saturday they're open from 9 to noon. So if you can't get by during the week, get there in the morning on Saturday and make an immediate improvement to your life. Brant joins us next. It's 508.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market update for the new year. First, it was a great year for us at the Goodson Group, and I want to thank our clients for making that possible. Second, the updated market report is out, and here it is. MLS tells us that there were over 6,700 sales in 2019. The average selling price for a home last year was $175,000. Houses in the River region sold faster last year than in previous years. Over 50% of the homes sold in the first 60 days. First-time homebuyers were the number one source of home sales for us and MLS as a whole. 40% of sales were to people who had never owned a home in the past. For a detailed report, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The Goodson Group, 551-0225.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. People in the River region coming together tonight to remember the life of NBA legend Kobe Bryant. From 4 to 7 this evening, the public is invited to pay respects at a vigil that's being held at One Court Square beside Court Fountain. Plus, cleanup is now underway following Monday morning's fire in Scottsboro that killed 8 people and consumed dozens of ships. The fire happened at Jackson County Park along the Tennessee River. And today, officials are trying to contain environmental damage. Floating barriers have been installed to keep oil and other materials from spreading into waters near the Jackson County Marina. Plus, the Alabama Board of Pardons and Paroles denied parole to 4 violent offenders today and granted parole to 1. All totaled, the board held 16 parole hearings, granting parole in 4 cases, denying parole in 16. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have another storm system on the way that's going to brush by the area, but we're dry tonight and not quite as chilly as last night. Overnight low temperature down to about 43. Tomorrow, showers will be likely from time to time. High temperature in the upper 50s tomorrow. I think we'll be in the upper 50s on Thursday as well. Thursday's a dry day, but more scattered showers on Friday. There could be a leftover shower or two, I suppose, on Saturday, but the best day will be Sunday. Lots of sun, high temperature in the middle 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, 511 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I'd like to introduce our guest sidekick, Susan Klein.
Greetings.
To Brant McDonald. We call him Mr. Right on the Money. and that's the name he earned. And yesterday, it was not a good day in the market, Brant, but I recall you very specifically saying that days like yesterday can create opportunities the next day, and there was a nice little bounce back today.
Yeah, you know, it really was. And that's kind of what happens sometimes with these types of things. You know, it's a double-edged sword, let's face it. I mean, you've got a lot of institutional portfolio managers out there who are graded, based on how well they're doing. And when you kick off a new year, you've got your portfolio set, you know who the market leaders are. And when you see some sort of an event like this knock down really great companies, there's this fear that if you don't hold your position or if you're not taking advantage of weakness in the really, really good names, that you could get left out. And then you look like a fool. And so that's what happened. You know, yesterday we had a huge drop-off, single-day event. And a case in point of what I'm saying, you look at a company like Apple who reported earnings after the bell today. They're a huge weighting, probably the biggest weighting in the Dow, probably the biggest weighting in the S&P 500. No one wanted to be out of that name, for fear that there could be a positive earnings surprise or something to that effect. And sure enough, they had a phenomenal quarter, handily beat the wildest, greatest expectations out there. And the stock is up in after hours. So, that's kind of what we were seeing yesterday late in the day and then certainly today as well. But, I think without Apple, we probably would have not been up that much today because we did have a couple of reports like Pfizer or 3M. Very unique situation specific to those companies where they missed their earnings estimates, it really is not really driven around the economy. For example, 3M's got the big issue, the lawsuit, with Roundup and all of that kind of stuff, and then et cetera, et cetera. So there's one-off events like that from time to time. But generally speaking, the earnings trajectory so far for the reports have been quite good. And, we couldn't be more pleased. We're still watching this coronavirus thing.
Wild card in the mix here. Although, if what I just read is true, I would buy some stock in Johnson & Johnson because apparently they're developing an antivirus for this thing.
There are a bunch of companies out there who are trying to come up with something. Mm-hmm. J&J is one of them. I think there are a handful of other companies. Someone's going to come up with something eventually, but it takes time. You have to go through all that incubation stuff and do whatever it takes. Yeah. I don't know all the medical terminology, but you put it in the petri dish and you figure out what you have to do to come up with something.
I would put my money on Rosie and her tea recipes.
Yes,
because they're magical when it comes to helping you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
I just took a nice sip of what is that we got today?
Today is apple cinnamon with lemon and honey.
And my voice sounds 100% better in just the last 15 minutes.
Golden tones.
Yeah.
Hey, there we go. That's a pretty good concoction. My wife and I do the same type stuff at home. We have all those ingredients and it's good stuff.
It is.
It's
really good stuff. The detox teas and all of those with all the natural herbs, et cetera, really good for you.
Yeah, Brant, looking ahead now, based on all the data and information that came in today, how is tomorrow shaping up?
First of all, this afternoon, within just, I would say, maybe 15 minutes ago or so, now the White House is putting out a press release saying that they may tell all airlines, U.S. airlines, that they're going to have to suspend all flights to China.
Wow.
That's not going to go over too well if that actually happens.
Right.
And certainly, if it needs to happen, it needs to happen, right? Yeah. I mean, you can't help it. But there's no question that's not going to be great in terms of, the overall economy. The longer this drags on. In other words, if it kind of continues to get worse and worse and worse, the news flow, that is, then the market's going to start to really pay attention to that. But on the other side of the coin, you've got companies who are reporting numbers like Apple this afternoon and they're really quite good, and the economy is quite good. And right. then you see this consumer sentiment report that came out, which was incredible. I mean, the U.S. consumer is more optimistic than they've been in a long, long time, and it's all centered around the labor market, and we know that story. So those are all the positive things. So my sense is if we don't get some huge, you know, negative news around this virus tomorrow, then I think we can flatline to slightly up. But there's definitely a bit of a cautionary tone out there, as I said, keeping a watchful eye on the latest developments with that virus. Is it getting worse or is it stabilizing? And that's going to kind of be a short-term kind of key thing. But I want to encourage everyone, you know, if you're out there and you're putting money in a 401k or retirement plan or what have you, you have to just sort of stick to your guns with something like this. Yeah. Don't try to get cute and manage around it. You're, typically, most people are going to mess up doing that.
How many times have you shown us now in the last few years how we've had these little bumps and you just say, hang in there, you know? Smart mm-hmm. people ride it out and don't panic. And you've been right every single time. I mean, you called today to a T.
Well, I appreciate that. And you know, as I've said many times, if we see something that is a real game changer, you know, like a 2 to 3 year game changer, and it's not good news, we will change our tone. We've done it several right. times. and we've made changes in our portfolios. But we haven't seen that, and so we're just not going to change. Now, of course, what we do here is we try to manage risk because we have a lot of clients who either are about to retire or have retired. And so those types of clients really need a little bit more special attention in terms of risk management because they're taking money out of their retirement accounts to live on every month. For those clients who are in what we call the accumulation phase of life and they're not really close to retirement, you have to just sort of stay the course. You know, keep putting that money back every month. Stick to your guns, as I said. And, you know, because the great news is when markets go down and you're committing money to them, you're getting better prices. You're getting really good executions, you know, at cheaper levels so that when it does come back, you do even that much better. So, we will change our tone if we think it requires it. But right now, I mean, right now things just look too good. And, you know, we're quite optimistic, as I said, and we think this year is going to be a reasonably good year. Probably not going to be what it was in 2019, but nevertheless, a decent year.
And if you want in, if you have never taken the time, Brent would be the first to tell you, if not me, call a financial planner. Talk about your life, your goals, and how they can help you. We recommend you call him, 387-0094. That's 387-0094 for Brandt and the amazing brain trust of McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. We will talk tomorrow, my friend.
Absolutely. Look forward to it, and I hope you feel better, buddy. Get some good rest tonight.
I will. I'll do my best for sure. It is 520.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
All right, Susan Klein is our special guest sidekick. Met her at Baumhauer's.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do when we go there on Wednesday. I pick up chicks.
I was there.
To do the show with me.
I was the lady in red.
Who was the gentleman?
Daryl.
Daryl, please understand. I'm shot. I am on fumes. I'm sputtering. I got 40 minutes to get to the finish line. I will get there.
We'll get you there.
But I'm really glad that you've been able to join us today.
Oh, me too. This has been a blast.
This is our, we're going to check traffic here in a second, but we do our silly segment here. We play Weird Al. I kind of have a hankering for that. Is there something else you might want to play
today? Dr. Demento show was a favorite of mine, so I'm all about Weird Al and other bizarre stuff like that.
All right, so I'm going to give you a choice.
Okay.
We've got Foil. We've got Jurassic Park. Jurassic in the Park,
mm-hmm.
This is the Life, which is a favorite. Word Crimes, love that. the North Korea polka, eBay.
Yeah.
Which one of those appeals to you?
I was actually thinking like a surgeon, but that's not one of my choices, huh?
Don't have that in the system.
All right.
And
go with the crowd favorite.
Crowd favorite?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That'll be coming up next. It's 522. Here's your buddy Skipper.
Yay!
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident, I-65 southbound at the West South Boulevard or Highway 80. Use caution there. Around the city, we are very congested on the East South Boulevard from Baptist all the way to the Troy Highway. Taylor Road is congested. Atlanta Highway, 231 to Wetumpka, and the 31s outbound to Troy and Prattville as well all have high volumes of traffic on them. 65 and 85, very busy as well through downtown Montgomery. Use caution, buckle up, and we'll keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. The Vance Law Firm will make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
The new year is here, and I found the perfect way to shake up our shopping routine. Walmart pickup is so easy, and it is...
Attention, Earthlings. We picked up your radio transmission. Across the universe, we've searched for signs of intelligent life, and we found it. It's Walmart pickup. Order online from anywhere in the galaxy and pick up curbside for free with same prices as in-store? Wow, that's easy. We come in peace, and with a long shopping list and transmission.
Only at Walmart. $30 minimum. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The boss chewed me out and everybody's disgusted. Just one of those days. It's just one of those days. I lost one of my socks in the dryer. I can't find my wallet and my hair is on fire. Just one of those days. It's just one of those days. I just wrapped my Cadillac around a tree. Locusts are following me. There's not even anything good on TV.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news. Let's go.
At 5:27 on Happy Hour with Rosie and our guest Susan Klein.
Viva.
Eva?
Viva.
Oh, Viva. I thought I had gotten your name wrong.
No.
I'm in an addle-headed state, you see.
You're heavily medicated.
I'm starting to... I came in with a full tank.
Right.
And,
yeah.
We're saving this for Jacqueline and Dana tomorrow.
All right.
A woman was arrested, Largo, Florida. Almost any of these stories seem to come from somewhere in Florida. Who got drunk Thursday night and kept calling 911 to ask them how to get a divorce from her husband.
Oh, brother.
Wow.
If we'd only known, we would have sent her 819-4810 to call Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law. They will join us tomorrow.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And by the way, she did get arrested. But it's not all stupid in Florida. Driver in Arizona, I hate HOV lanes. Have you ever had to deal with those?
Oh, yes. We were over in Atlanta for the weekend.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, people will go to extraordinary lengths to try and fool the officers who are watching to see.
Oh, yeah. It's two or more, typically. It has to be at least two people, preferably more.
The Arizona Department of Public Safety tweeted out a photo of a car they pulled over that had a plastic skeleton in the passenger seat, wearing a hat. And covered in tattered cloth, the 62-year-old driver.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Oh, man.
I think they'd have more sense.
Cited for HOV and window tinting violations.
Mimi's getting
at
after
62?
It. Love it.
The ultimate stupid, though. We go to Texas for this. Felicia Williams recently pled guilty to possession of a controlled substance, meth, of course. With intent to deliver. In that plea, she declined an offer from the state of Texas of 20 years in jail and opted for a jury to decide her punishment. Well, she had had a bunch of prior incidents, and due to those previous felonies, she faced an enhanced punishment range. So instead of taking the 20 from the state, the jury gave her 99 years.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
Yeah. You want a do-over on that one, lady?
See you later, Felicia.
And joining us now is the esteemed Kevin G.
I hope you feel better soon, man. You need to go home and go to bed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's the plan in about a half an hour.
Good. Okay, well, give her 99 years. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And that's what happened in Largo, Florida. But, hey, listen. When y'all leave tonight,
yes.
I want y'all to look at the top of y'all's cars. See if there's not a whole bunch of, like, white little pieces of ashes on top of your car.
Oh.
I've been standing out here for, like, 2 hours and a half, and these little white ashes keep falling down out of the sky, and I don't know where they're coming from. And it's kind of like a Terry Adams scaring me thing. Because there's several planes have flown over.
Oh, wow.
Well, now.
With, the chemtrail.
I just did go downstairs to check traffic, but I didn't look at the hood of my car to see if there was anything on it. Now I got to go back down.
I know.
Well, when you go down there, it's not something like you flicked out the window or something. They're just little white things. And I want all y'all to just check it and see what you say, and then tell me tomorrow what you think about it.
All right.
Okay?
We will see you at Bob Hours tomorrow night.
Yeah, absolutely, buddy.
Okay.
See ya.
All right.
Kevin. Bye, Kevin.
Speaking of Terry Adams, the much beloved, we have a special introduction for him. The much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime at Adams Motorsports. It's 5:31. We are down to the final days of the month. Let's see, today's the 28th, so the last day of the month is Friday.
Mm-hmm. Right.
These are the days to get to Adams Motorsports and get your deal done because Terry likes to hit his numbers and they'll bend over backwards. As Terry himself says, make any unreasonable offer. And they'll listen. Sometimes those things actually work out.
Yes.
At Adams Motorsports, off-road, on-road, bikes, scooters, the Kawasaki Mule is the star of the month there. All the manufacturer lines they carry from Kawasaki, Suzuki, the amazing Polaris products made right here in Alabama are all backed by money from the manufacturers. So they buy down the credit standards. So if you have decent credit, you'll get the lowest available rate. And they are really, really low. So time to plan some fun. If that's one of your resolutions for this year, to get out and get away from it all, one way or another. Even if you're not a rider, they can set you up at the Motorcycle Foundation Safety Training Program. Mm-hmm. You can learn to ride in a weekend and enjoy all that goes with it. So stop by and see Terry and his team. Great service department there at Adams Motorsports. 528 Northeastern Boulevard. Watch this. Watch this, how fast I am.
It's a beautiful morning.
Wow.
See? 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Hacknell, and you can get your credit app started and browse the inventory at AdamsMotorsports.com. Randall has chosen to join us.
It's a beautiful evening. It's been a long time since you've done that when your little phone jingles. I've been, like, every time it does, I stuck up. Hey, I'm going to tell you something, Susan. Your humor is funny, and Greg is just a hero, period, in the story. Now, this man has set it back up just this quick. I mean, you and Seth, I believe, is going to be, if Greg ever needs to take a vacation, a hell of a team, and then he got Jacqueline to fill in, you know, take it in the morning. I mean, Jacqueline's done a hell of a job, too, in the morning time. And I have laughed a lot. So you're quick, Greg.
I'm doing what Larry Stevens did so brilliantly here for years, discover people.
Yes,
we just
sir.
Had another one come sashaying in.
That's amazing. It's amazing. I mean, Susan, I'm so glad that, I can't wait to see the end of this. I mean, I don't know if you're planning on, like, get stuff back into it, but if you need to. I mean, you and Seth, Rose, I mean, just call it the SSR show. Still, you know what I mean?
That's it. That's exactly it.
The skill set is there, no doubt about it.
Thank you for your kind words, sir.
Oh, yeah. I wish I wouldn't have missed Baumhauer. Man, I just wish I wouldn't. I would love to miss.
This is not Governor Kay Ivey. Dude, you can be there tomorrow.
No. I better hold it. All right, yeah. Love you. That was fast. Great one. Oh, my goodness. I love y'all. Man, this is why it's a family show. I mean, because you just keep on adding to the family. I love it. I ain't going to say nothing. I can't wait. I got to get off here where I can get some more. We'll see y'all.
Bye, Randall. Love you. Bye. Take care.
Hey, by the way, just on a more serious note, if you would, please keep our friends, the Harbins, in mind. They are traveling to San Antonio. That's our buddy.
Alan!
And fun-sized Jane, whose dad passed away very abruptly at the age of 61, right after the first of the year. Devastating. Mm-hmm. Especially coming on the heels of the joyous news that she is with child. So they're traveling to San Antonio, and I want to tell everybody that came to Baumhauer's when we passed the card how much that meant to them. I delivered that last night because they had part of the service in Dayton where he was based. This is a man that mentored a lot of people in the Air Force. He had an amazing career, but it really touched them, and it touched me. And I just want to thank you all. You've done it again. You guys have always been there when we wanted to help somebody else, whether it was something big or just to try and find a moment of comfort in your thoughtfulness. You did it again.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident at Madison Avenue in front of the McDonald's. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Also on Highway 80 as you approach the on-ramps to I-65. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. We are busy on the East South Boulevard, Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway. Very busy. I-85 southbound. We've got a big slowdown going up to the merge for 65 northbound. Heavy traffic on the interstates. And an accident in Wetumpka on Highway 231 past the Stone Bank up the hill just past Mount Carmel Road. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Keep your pet safe and at home with Invisible Fence. They've got both indoor and outdoor systems. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Well, Kevin called a couple of moments ago about these weird white things that are that he's seeing landing on cars and stuff. And
the sassy lassie with the classy jassy
stepped in, and she knows what these are. Hi, LaDonna.
Hi, yes. Hi. I've actually seen these. They are actually called white flies.
White flies.
White flies. And they'll disintegrate. They die, I guess, when they land. Because they disintegrate when they land on you, so they seem like ashes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow! But from what
they're
I was,
bugs?
Yeah, they're bugs. They're like flies, but they're white flies. But they're a different type of, not your average typical.
Sort of like a snowflake that melts.
Yeah,
a snowflake that dies on contact.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, here I thought, ma'am, we had this big story, and. Well, it's just these little white flies.
But listen to this. Uh-oh. Common on indoor plants, tomatoes, and in greenhouses, the white fly is a sap-sucking insect that is often found in thick crowds on the undersides of leaves. When infested plants are disturbed, great clouds of the winged adults fly into the air. Plants become weak and susceptible to disease.
In other words,
it's the end of the world.
If it isn't the coronavirus, it's the white fly. Dissolving on contact. It's 5:38.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
The new year is here, and I found the perfect way to shake up our shopping routine. Walmart pickup is so easy, and it's...
Attention, Earthlings. We picked up your radio transmission. Across the universe, we've searched for signs of intelligent life, and we found it. It's Walmart pickup. Order online from anywhere in the galaxy and pick up curbside for free with same prices as in-store? Wow, that's easy. We come in peace, and with a long shopping list. And transmission.
Only at Walmart. $30 minimum. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Cleanup is now underway following Monday morning's fire in Scottsboro that killed 8 people and consumed dozens of ships. That fire happened at Jackson County Park along the Tennessee River. Today, officials are trying to contain environmental damage. Floating barriers have been installed to keep oil and other materials from spreading into waters near the Jackson County Marina. Plus, the Alabama Board of Pardons and Paroles denied parole to 4 violent offenders today and granted parole to 1. All total, the board held 16 parole hearings, granting parole in 4 cases and denying parole in 16. And people in the River Region are coming together tonight to remember the life of NBA legend Kobe Bryant. From 4 to 7 this evening, the public is invited to pay respects. The vigil is being held at One Court Square beside Court Fountain. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have another storm system on the way that's going to brush by the area, but we're dry tonight and not quite as chilly as last night. Overnight low temperature down to about 43. Tomorrow, showers will be likely from time to time. High temperature in the upper 50s tomorrow. I think we'll be in the upper 50s on Thursday as well. Thursday's a dry day, but more scattered showers on Friday. There could be a leftover shower or two, I suppose, on Saturday, but the best day will be Sunday. Lots of sun, high temperature in the middle 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Morning show proudly presents
what?
Real Women of Genius.
Real Women of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mrs. Ruined Her Husband Super Bowl Party.
Mrs. Ruined Her Husband Super Bowl Party.
All around the country, people just like you are preparing to ruin the Super Bowl with your fancy feminine intervention.
Everybody bring a covered dish.
Your invitation, shaped like little footballs and go team go sign in the yard, should have been a dead giveaway.
Don't forget to use the coasters.
It's third and one, and you're passing around baby pictures, reminiscing about your trip to Mexico, and gushing over your new throw pillows.
Lift your feet so I can vacuum.
So go ahead, park another screaming infant in front of the TV during kickoff. Shout, who's up for Pictionary during the two-minute warning. But know this, your spinach dip in a sourdough bread bowl will quickly be transformed into an ashtray the moment you leave the room.
This has ruined your husband's Super Bowl party.
I've seen that. Somebody put a cigar out in one of those bread bowls.
That's terrible.
Filled with cheese and broccoli. Well, it was almost gone. And
even so.
Takes this horrendous rope of a cigar. Sticks it into the bread bowl. And guess who did that?
Oh.
It was him.
Wow.
Sonny, yeah.
Sonny Fox.
544, and Joe from Titus has called.
I heard you talking this morning about hay fever or sinus or something, taking Claritin. Have you ever taken Zyrtec?
No, they have to give you a note now to get Claritin, I guess, because they can make meth out of it or something, right?
That's not well, right. I don't know, but if you can take Zyrtec, you can go to Costco. Zyrtec is 50 cents a pill at Walmart. At Costco, it's 4 cents for the generic per pill. In other words, for $14, you can get a year's supply.
Give it up for Costco again.
Yeah,
that's where I found my wife.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, she's
it's Allertec is the name of it, but it's in a white bottle with a green label on it. But it works just like Zyrtec for a fraction of the cost.
Well, I appreciate that information. Thank you.
All right.
Bye. Take care.
Listeners are great.
Mm-hmm.
This goes back more than 10 years. I was doing morning news. There was a story that Costco was offering a line of wholesale caskets. And
I remember that, yes.
So
you had to go look, right?
I did the story. Yeah. No, I just mentioned the story, and I said, I probably should get one of those cards. Well, she was a fan. She was listening and called me up and said, I can come to your business and sign you, because she was working in marketing then.
Oh.
So I said, sure. And she came to the station, got my card. And as I watched her walk back to her vehicle, that's when it happened.
What happened? You got bitten by the white flies. No, the love bug.
Did you see the white flies?
No, I didn't go outside.
We need a witness to the white flies.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how that happened. Now, here's another way you can meet somebody.
That's a lovely story. Okay.
A German woman named Lunja Hager. Anybody know about Lunja Hager?
I know nothing.
Traveling in a camper van with two friends in a remote Nordkap area of Norway, when ice made the road impassable, the group was scared their vehicle would slide down the mountain or get hit by another motorist as they waited for emergency services to reach them. So here's how they did it. They came up with the idea for Lanya to make a dating profile on Tinder, where she was contacted by a local man within minutes. The man rescued the group using a digger to cut a safe path through the ice. It is not known whether the hero got a date with Lanya, but they were rescued just
That's
by putting
clever.
A dating ring in it.
Wow.
It also shows that there's a lot of, pardon my French, your horny men, all over the world who are waiting to rescue a damsel in distress.
In distress, that's
exactly.
right.
Exactly.
Here's another one for Delkin Tomlinson tomorrow on dating during separation is considered adultery in some of the 57 states.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another one for Delkin Tomlinson tomorrow. Man finds his own grave at cemetery. His ex-wife put it there.
Wow. Prior proper planning prevents poor performance.
Is it not true, Susan, LaDonna, Rosie? Look at me, surrounded by goddesses. Lucky Greg Goodell.
Exactly.
His final days were spent in the company of beautiful women.
I like to call myself a goat.
These are not your final days.
No, they're not. It may feel like it, but it's not.
When did you become such a drama queen?
At birth. Yeah. Let's see. Anything else that I wanted to say? No. I do want to talk about Eddie Bader.
Yeah. It's better with Bader.
Better with Bader.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. You know, when the occasion comes, sometimes you can plan it. Like the people we bought our house from, they were retiring and they were in a process. They knew where they were going. We had a lot of flexibility with their schedule, our schedule, everything else. And that worked out nice. But sometimes you get a transfer. And one thing you don't want to do if you have to go to another town to work is be tied up with business back here.
Oh, yeah.
And when your house has to go on the market, you want it with somebody who literally lives and breathes real estate 24/7. Eddie Bader, and I have identified him as the real estate Yenta of the River Region because he is such a great matchmaker.
I love it. Matchmaker, make me a match.
He matches.
Find me a find, catch me a catch.
Are we going to have to pay a royalty for that? That was a damn good performance.
That's good.
Thank you all.
He is the guy who matches buyers and sellers better than anybody. He knows how to show off a house so people see it at its best, gets them interested in, or people call Eddie Bader at the Goodson Group at 322-0662. Tell them what they're looking for, what budget they're shopping in, and he finds what they need. He is at it literally every waking minute. And plus, in a stressful thing like buying or selling a home, you want somebody who's got a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And as hard as he works, Eddie's always got a smile going on.
Always.
You will love him. 322-0662 for Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition. And we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket. 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-36A, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a new accident, Northeast Boulevard, right underneath the bridge for the Northeast Boulevard where Congressman Dickinson turns into 231. Use caution right there. Also on the Selma Highway on the approach to I-65, we have an accident there. Up in Wetumpka, just past Mount Carmel Road on 231, as you go up the hill, we have an accident right there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We are very congested all over Montgomery, especially the East-South Boulevard and East Boulevard. We've got heavy traffic on I-65 and 85 this evening. Please be careful wherever you are. The 2020s are here at Reinhart Toyota. Don't worry about the weather. They'll bring the vehicle to you, and you can shop from the comfort of their giant showroom. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Elon Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We have in the studio somebody who actually did, is it called Armed Forces Radio, Susan?
American Forces Radio.
Listener Mark Cumby sent me a link to Good Morning Vietnam, first broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
Let me give this a quick listen.
Okay.
This is not a test. This is rock and roll. Time to rock it from the Delta to the DMZ. Is that me or does that sound like an Elvis Presley movie? Viva Da Nang. Oh, Viva Da Nang. Da Nang me, why don't they get a rope and hang me? Hey, is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early, how about that Cro-Magnon Marty Drywitz? Thank you, Marty, for silky smooth sound. Make me sound like Peggy Lee.
Good morning, Vietnam. What the heck is that supposed to mean?
I don't know, Lieutenant. I guess it means good morning, Vietnam.
And who gave anyone permission to program modern music?
Mm-hmm. Freddie and the Dreamers.
Wrong speed. We've got it on the wrong speed.
That was a real struggle. Because you had the 33 and 78 as options when I was turning turntables in the Army. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, formatically, what kind of music? Were they that strict? I mean, this officer seems really, I mean, modern music like Del Shannon, really?
Well, not so much modern day. But we did have to follow a format clock. And there were separate hours of during the programming day that they would focus on R&B, country, modern, all of that. But when I did live shows, we had to follow a wheel. So you had a top 40 song that was like top 10. Then you got to play one oldie that you got to pick. So that was always fun. And then you had an up and coming. We didn't have commercials, but to make it sound like commercial radio, we would write our own spots. So it sounded very much like it was back home. You would have the commercial breaks and you'd jingle out and three in a row and we used to do shows on Fridays called Fractured Friday, where we would all come up with little comedy bits, and we had three or four people in the studio at the same time instead of just one person. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I could do, you know, a different format just by clicking my little mouse here like oldies.
Mr. Simon.
Now we're classical. Country.
How can you not be happy when there's a banjo playing, you know?
I agree. I actually got a banjo when I was in my 20s.
Because
I wanted to be like Steve Martin. Because he said the same thing. How can you not be happy when you hear a banjo? It's the happiest sound on the planet.
Oh, death and grief and sorrow and murder. Ding, 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 ding.
That's perfect. I used to be able to recite the entire side of that album. Should bring that on someday.
Yes.
But having failed at guitar, why I would...
Oh, my gosh.
Get a banjo and try that.
That's a lot more difficult.
Yeah, banjo is hard.
It's harder. I admire anybody that can master that thing. It is 5:57. You know, when you get a car, I am not one of those guys who goes through the manual and learns everything you're supposed to learn. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to bother Tip Tames or any of the folks at Jack Ingram. I just like the car. It starts, well, I just put my foot on the brake and hit the button.
Right.
How cool. But I'm finding out it's got features. Mm-hmm. Kind of an accident, because we got a lot of fog in the morning.
Yes, today especially.
And this car has EyeSight, this Rogue that I got. Where if you put on the brights, they'll shut off if there's light coming at you.
Nice.
So you don't have to worry about, you know...
Blinding someone,
right.
Yeah, that's good.
It does it. It's amazing.
Do tell.
How it knows when it's dark enough to pop the brights on. Coming up Carmichael Road at, you know, 4:45. And this morning, the fog was like billowing. It was like a machine.
Ooh.
Almost a stage effect. It was really weird. And I love it. And I got it. It's a 19. And this Rogue had 12,000 miles on it, so I've got 24,000 warranty miles and 88,000 bumper-to-bumper powertrain coverage.
That's solid.
And it's great. I didn't have to do one thing. I put 50,000 on my last Rogue and never had to do anything but change the oil. Oh, and have it detailed because I am a slob. And when I backed into a mailbox. But nothing that went wrong with that car happened because... it was not a great performer. That's what they have at Jack Ingram. See Tip and that team. Shop under 5,000 or up to 25 or higher. Just go to jackingram.com. Find your car. They've got over 20 financing programs. If you're driving around on bad wheels, you don't have to do that.
Mm-mm.
You have to suffer that fate. Go and see them. They are really, really terrific and fun folks to work with, as are the three of you. Thank you.
Three amigas.
Thank you.
You pulled me through to the bus to camp 6 o'clock, and I'm very, very grateful. So on behalf of Rose and Susan Kleiner, first time...